first of all, I'm looking at the website here you have called The Organizers. Now, this is your business name, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and how long have you been in business?
Since 1993.
Okay, that's a long time.
Yes, it is.
And I see that you're also part of NAPO, the National Association of Professional Organizers?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you wanted to do? Has that helped you out?
It's a good resource, and they do provide you with information. You can write in. You can go on the website. They send out emails every day of people who have questions and answers. So you get to see what other people are doing in the business and what kind of trouble they might run into and good ways to solve those problems. So, yeah, it's a good organization.
Okay. And I see that they also provide conferences and online classes and also certification.
Yes.
Have you taken advantage of those resources?
No, because I started way back in 1993, and I've had so much experience that when I go to meet with groups of people, you know, they have regional gatherings and things, I usually find that my experience is beyond what they're talking about.
Okay.
So I think once you hit more than 20 years, you...
Since you have so much experience, have you ever taken an apprentice organizer?
No, I have not.
And my other question is, so what kind of clients do you help out?
Well, if you've looked at my website, you see I not only do organizing, but I do decorating using the furniture and accessories you already own. And I do feng shui, which is both an art and a science, and it explains why people feel comfortable in their homes and why they might not, and solutions to get that way. And my background is, first I got an art degree, and from there I went back to school in engineering for 3 years. And so when I found feng shui, which is the combination between both art and science, it was really up my alley. I really enjoyed it. So with feng shui, the first order of business is to get your home in order, because the energy doesn't flow through there well if you have a lot of clutter. So from that, I started The Organizers, because so many of my feng shui clients wanted me to help them get organized. So that isn't where I started. I didn't start with organizing. I started with feng shui. And when I was in school in engineering, several of my professors told me that I was quite good at organizing and that I should be someone who worked for a large corporation figuring out how to run things more efficiently. So I guess that was sort of in my genes, the organizing, but that wasn't what I looked for. That wasn't why I went into organizing. And then from there, I ran into a woman in New York City who had a decorating company that she started because she had been a regular designer and found that people had collected things over the years that they really loved, and she didn't want them to throw out everything they had and start fresh with some other designer's idea of perfect furniture. So these three things fit together really well, and often when clients call me, it's a combination of services. And the clients I keep over the years, some of them I've had for 12 years, call me for different things. They might call me to get their place organized. Then they want a feng shui consultation. Then they've decided they want to sell their home, so I help them get the house ready to show. Then they may want some help finding a new house and then talking about where the furniture in their old house fits in their new house. So my services are much more expanded than just organizing. And for me, that makes the job much more interesting. Two, I don't spend a lot of time taking classes on just organizing because my services are so expanded. And I will branch out and take another class on decorating, or I'll take another class on feng shui, or then I might take an organizing class. But I'm not just on that organizing path. And there are many other people in Madison who do organizing and do it well. but I think they do just organizing. There are people in Madison who do feng shui, but they do just feng shui, and there are people who do decorating. So my service is kind of unique because I combine all of those things, and I've had so much experience.
That's great. They have a cross-section of opportunities here that you can take advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like, unless I'm mistaken, your clients are mostly homeowners, or do you also have businesses as clients?
I have done quite a few businesses in the past, but I am now focusing more on residential. When I work with businesses, I find that I am traveling more, like to Chicago and Milwaukee, and so I'm just enjoying staying in the Madison area, so I'm promoting myself as more of a residential organizer. The other thing is businesses are moving ahead with, you know, lots of computer files and things like that, and that's not my specialty. So I leave that for the organizers who specialize in a lot of electronic organization.
Another question I had was, when you charge for your services, is it by the hour or by the project?
It depends. I do, when I meet someone for the first time, it's usually a flat fee, and the consultation runs 2 to 2.5 hours. And it can include any of those three services, or there are several others that I offer. After that, it's an hourly wage. It's kind of a hands-on helping, and it depends. If they want me for 1 or 2 hours, you know, it's at the higher end of the scale. If they hire me for, I just had someone hire me for 1,000 hours. So, of course, she paid the lowest end of the scale. So it just depends on what the job is.
Are you comfortable sharing what your high and low end of the scale are for hours?
Well, on the high end, it's closer to 100, and on the lowest end, it's down around 60.
60, okay. All right, well, thank you for sharing that.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
That's the other thing about being an organizer, is doing the job is one thing, but then marketing yourself is a whole nother ball game.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I've just in the last 2 years started writing articles for magazines, and writing is no easy task.
Well, so it sounds like you're branching out a little bit too with submitting articles to publications.
Yes, I did that as another way to market myself.
Sure.
I promoted myself by giving presentations and doing print advertising with just ads. But then I thought I would start writing articles, and it was quite interesting. I got some good response from that. But it's a challenge. So I admire you. Writing is not an easy task.
But you're right. It's a great marketing tool, and it's actually very low cost, except that it does take time.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again, Janine. And,
you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Have a great weekend.
You too.